We're holding on Tesvov, Amud Beis, by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, continuing on the topic of what, so we mentioned previously, Lashonis that are not a valid, that are or aren't a valid neder. The first parak we focus on ones that are. The beginning of our parak we talk about some that are not, and we've been talking about that. So now we're going to be talking this Mishnah, and the next couple of Mishnayos are going to be talking about the some of the distinctions between Nedarim and Shavuos, which we've already touched on some of them before. So the Mishnah says, now in the previous Mishnah we said that if a person were to say Koinam Shani Yoshin, then we said Hareza Bolo Yachol Dvar. And we said there are two possibilities. Either what it means is that really he said Koinam Eini B'Sheina, he said a Koinam that my eye will not sleep, which works because his eye is a tangible object, so a neder can be chal on it. Or we said, Ravina had said, that even if he says koinam shani yoshin, which is not a valid neder daraisa, because sleep is not something that a neder can be chal on, but midrabanan it would still be chal.
A certain amount of time, right?
Well, right. So we said if he makes an open-ended neder, then forget about it, then there's no such thing because it's impossible. But if one he says, let's say, for one day or whatever, yeah. So the Mishnah says,
can we make a statement that one is more harder than the other one?
What, a neder or a shvur? So it depends. I mean, both of them, if a person is over on them, then he's over on Issu in the Torah and he gets Malchus. Oh. There are differences. In the case of a shvur, yes. If a person makes a shvur, and then if a person makes a shvuas bitu, it's called, and we're going to see later, we're going to talk about in the Gemara, you have different kinds. There can be a shvur about something that he will do and that he did differently. There can be something that he did do and he already had done differently, whatever. Anyway, then yes, he brings a korban. A nedu you don't. So yeah, there is that distinction. But there's the various other distinctions between the Nedarim and Shavuos. But no, in terms of the severity of the Issu. So one thing is, we did say yesterday, according to the Ran, there's no Issu of a Neder Shav, per se. There was an Issu of a Shavuos Shav. But there's no Issu to make a Neder that can never be fulfilled. For example, a Neder Koinam Eini B'Sheina forever. He won't be able to do it, but he won't be able to accomplish it because within a couple of days he's going to have to sleep. But there's no issu according to the Ran in making such a neder in the first place, whereas a shavur there would be. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, on the other hand, now if a person says shavur she'eni yoshin, if a person says a shavur that I won't sleep, and a shavur is on the person, it's not on the object. So therefore, it doesn't matter the fact that sleep is not something tangible. She'eni medaber, or he says a shavur that I won't talk. She'eni mahalach, or that I won't walk. Also, so he's also to do any of those things. And as we said yesterday, if it were to be the kind of shavua where in the end he is, where if it's the kind of shavua where we know it's going to be impossible for him to fulfill it, for example, if he says a shavua that I won't sleep for three or more days, then we give him malchus right away because we know it's a shavua shav. The Mishnah continues, korban lo oichaloch. Now, in the previous parak, we talked about various, we know that the neder, we said, is matfi, that your matfis, you associate, one form of neder is you associate the thing you want to make osir with a korban. So now there are certain lashonis where it won't work, even though he's using the word korban, but here we're going to say lashonis that don't work for reasons that we're going to explain in the Gemara. So if he says korban lo oichaloch, if he says a korban, I won't eat, a korban, I won't eat of yours. So the Ran explains that there's two possible ways of understanding what he's saying, and neither of them amount to a neder. One is to say, he says, one is that we would say it's a shavua. He's saying, I swear by the korban that I won't eat with you. Well, you can't swear by a korban. You can swear in Hashem's name, but you can't swear by the life of a korban or by the korban itself. And the other way would be that he's saying that the other way he would be saying korban lo oichaloch, what I won't eat of yours should be considered a korban. Well, the flip side would be what I will eat of yours won't be considered a korban, so not a neder either. So therefore, so there's no issur over there. Similarly, if he says ha,
I'm not saying that I'm not going to eat the korban, right?
Right. So at most maybe korban lo oichaloch. At most maybe it could mean that he's saying I won't eat a korban. Yours. If you bring a korban, I won't join in with you in eating it. But you can't say that he's making a general neder to not have hana, to not eat from the other guy's food at all.
He's saying it to another person
we're talking about. He's saying, similarly, if he says ha korban sha'oichaloch, similarly, if he says, literally ha korban means here is the korban or this korban. So again, we learned in the previous parak that we take the word ha and we consider it to be pretty much the equivalent of saying chai korban, of saying chai korban, by the life of the korban. And again, that's not a valid shvua or a valid neder. Here also you have, just like in the previous perek, when you talk about the word la korban, and we had different gersois over there, whether it was la korban or whether it was la korban, and we said we break it up into the two words la korban. Similarly over here, when we have the word ha korban, you also have different gersois among the mafoshim over here, whether in fact he actually said it as one word, ha korban, or whether or not. So actually, the Ran says that no, if he were to say ha korban, then yes, he would be also, because ha korban, then we would say, well, the Gemara is going to explain that all Mishnah is like Reb Meir. Reb Meir, we said, we have a case, we're going to mention it again in the Gemara, where we break up his sentence into two statements. We say, ha korban, this food is like the korban, therefore, lo oichaloch, therefore I won't eat it. But if he says ha korban, then we can say he doesn't mean that, because then he would have said ha korban. So then rather we understand him to be saying that he's saying I swear by the life of the korban that I won't eat of yours, and that doesn't work. Similarly,
that way does work, right?
So if he said ha korban, sha'ichaloch, then yes, Reb Meir would say such a thing is also. But ha, because so the Ran explains, if he says ha korban, then not.
He would be also
to eat from the other person's food. He'd be saying ha korban, this food is like a korban, and because of that, so either one, if he says ha korban sha'uchaloch, it would mean whatever I would have eaten of yours should be considered like a korban, and therefore it would be also. And if he says ha korban loyuchaloch, then it would mean we'd split up the sentence. We'd say ha korban, this is like the korban, therefore loyuchaloch. But when he says ha korban, then we can't explain it that way. Then rather we understand it to mean that in effect he's trying to swear by the life of the korban, he korban, and then keep in mind a he and a ches are very similar, and therefore that doesn't work. Similarly, if he says loy korban loy oichaloch, if he says not korban, I will not eat of yours. So then, so what is he saying? We said before, Reb Meir, we learned it before, that Reb Meir does not hold of miklal lav atashemeyahein. So yes, we could deduce from it that it means what I would have eaten of yours is like a korban, but we said Reb Meir doesn't hold of that concept. Therefore, it's fine. So then mutter, so all those cases are mutter. So the Gemara says, mani masnis in Reb Meir. Now, who is on Mishnah like? Evidently, it has to be like Reb Meir. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, because if it was like Rabbi Yehuda, whereas we said before, if you have somebody arguing with Rabbi Meir, most of the time it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. And we did find in the previous parak that Rabbi Yehuda argued on some of the lashonis we said over there. We said, for example, if a person says, Yerushalayim, I won't eat your food, then Rabbi Meir says it's a valid nedu. He means to compare it to the korbanos that are brought in Yerushalayim or the walls of Yerushalayim or whatever, whereas Rabbi Yehuda held that not. Only if he said, we said according to one opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if he says ki Yerushalayim, it would work, but just saying Yerushalayim does not. By the same token, we said Rabbi Yehuda would make a distinction between, for example, whether you say ki korban or just korban. So, de'i Rabbi Yehuda, lo shoni le korban, v'lo shoni le ha-korban. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there wouldn't be a difference between korban and ha-korban or anything. All of them would be mutter. Well, if we say that our Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, ema sefer la korban la oichaloch mutter, we're saying if he says la korban, and again it's la, again it can be la korban with a patach versus le korban with a shva, as we talked about in the previous perek. So le korban would mean this shall be for a korban, therefore lo yichaloch. That's what Rabbi Abba is going to explain to us. As opposed to if he says la korban with a patach, then we break down the word la korban to make the word la korban, not a korban. And so what are you saying? What I wouldn't eat of yours should be not like a korban. That would imply, in other words, and what I would eat of yours would be like a korban, but Rabbi Meir doesn't hold him. So ema sefer la korban la oichaloch mutter. So we're saying that if he says la korban lo oichaloch, then he's mutter. There's no neder. But v'atnan, didn't we learn in the previous perek the Mishnah la korban la oichaloch Reb Meir oiser? And v'omer of Abba and nasa ka'ima la korban yehi, because we break down the sentence, it amounts to saying this shall be for a korban l'fichach lo oichaloch. Therefore, I won't eat it of yours. So if our Mishnah is like Reb Meir and the previous Mishnah in the first Perek is also like Reb Meir, then what does Reb Meir hold about a Loshen using the Lamed and the word Korban? And the answer is...
One place says one thing,
Well, yeah, exactly. In one place it says one thing and the other place it says the other thing. So of the Omer of Abba, And Rav Abba explains, and Rav Abba explains that, yeah, so what is it? So do we break down the sentence and have a sentence that says this should be for a korban, and because of that I won't eat it from you, or are we saying that he's saying not a korban, I won't eat from you, and then there's no problem? So the answer is like Kasha, hold your omel lo le korban, deloy have a korban ka'omer. If he says, so again, here you have different girsas. The Ram's girsa is that we're not saying, that we don't have the word la la korban like we have printed over here in the Gemara, but rather la korban. In other words, that we're making the same distinction as we made previously between le korban with a shva versus la korban with a patach. Le korban with a shva, there's no way that le korban cannot possibly mean not a korban, because the word for not is la in Aramaic, or loy in Hebrew. So therefore, le korban necessarily has to mean this is for a korban. And therefore, when he continues, loy oichalach, we have to say, like Rav Abba says, that it means that we say, le korban, this shall be for a korban, this food. Because of that, loy oichalach. On the other hand, if he says la korban, then we assume that la korban is the equivalent of saying lo korban, not a korban, and therefore then there's no neder. According to the Gersa that we have in front of us in the Gemara, it wouldn't be a difference of the Nekudas. It would be a difference whether he said the word la la korban or whether he said la korban. The la la korban would clearly mean not for a korban. You know what I mean? To break up the word. So we've discussed before this whole matter of patach versus shva, or that in these various mishnayos that talk about these things, do we have the Gersa that we actually have the word la as a separate word, where there it's clear that he means no. So in this case, if we have, as we have it over here in front of us, la korban, lo yoichalach, then it would mean, la korban would clearly mean not a korban. Lo yoichalach means I will not eat it of yours. So regardless, if we break up the sentence, then it means this is not a korban and I won't eat it of yours. Okay, but there's no neder because he said it's not a korban. And if we say that it means not a korban, I won't eat of yours, implying, and what I would eat of yours is a korban, according to the mayor, we don't hold, therefore there's no neder. Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah continues, Shvua loy oichalach. Now, if you were to say a shvua that I won't eat of yours, or ha shvua sha'oichalach, or if you were to say ha shvua sha'oichalach, and there we can't. Now, unlike with the korban, when he says ha, or maybe the word is not really ha, maybe the word is hey, like in hey lach ma'anya, which is much more similar to hey. Whatever. Anyway, the point is that the word hey in Tanakh does mean here or this. Hey lachmani means the same thing. This is the bread of affliction. But again, so if he says hey shvua, let's say this shvua. So before we said if he says hey korban, then we understand it to mean hey korban. That means by the life of the korban, and that's not a valid shvua. On the other hand, when it comes to if he says hey shvua, the Rosh points out, everybody knows a shvua is not an object that has a life to it. Therefore, nobody's going to say it having in mind chay shvur. Necessarily, he means to make an actual shvur. So therefore, that would be a valid shvur. Or he says lo shvur lo yochalach, or not a shvur, I will not eat of yours. Also, in all those cases, he is also because. So when he says shvur lo yochalach, it means a shvur that exactly what it sounds like, a shvur that I won't eat of your food. Hey shvur or ha shvur sha'oichalach also has to mean here is a shvur or behold a shvur that I won't eat of yours. You can't say that it means hey shvur again because so the Rosh points out and the Ran points out there's no such thing. Nobody says hey shvur because a shvur doesn't have a life to it. As far as la shvur lo yochalach or la shvur lo yochalach, so the Ran explains we learned before that Rav Meir does hold of the concept of the klal labata shemehain when it comes to things of mominous, when he doesn't say that is in matters of mominous. In matters of Isser, he does hold a miklal labat shemehain. Well, when it came to Nedarim, we said there's a mammon component to it, because you're saying this object is also to me, and therefore that means that now you can't have hanah from it, which is equivalent to mammon. On the other hand, a shvur, there's no such thing. You say such and such is off limits to me with a shvur. There's no mammon component involved. Of course, you can't use it. But remember, the issur is not on the object. The issur is on you to use that object. Therefore, there's no mammon component. Therefore, even Reb Meir is going to agree, miklal lava atashamei hein, And therefore, when he says Losh Shvua, Loy Ochaloch, not a Shvua, I will not eat of yours, then we flip it around and we say what that means is therefore he's saying a Shvua on anything that I would eat of yours, and therefore it's Chal. So then Osir. So in all those cases, it's Osir. So that's one example of, so that's the next Mishnah is going to tell us that there is an example where Shvua is more stringent than a Neder. Here you have a Loshen, that the equivalent Loshen by a Neder wouldn't count, but that Loshen by a Shvua does count. So the Gemara says, "Miklal deloy achil namashna." Now let's consider the second case of the Mishnah. He says, "Hashvua or heshvua sha'oichaloch that I would eat of yours." Now, what are we saying? Is he making the shvua that he will eat of the guy's food, or that he won't eat of the guy's food? So it sounds like we're saying it's a shvua that he won't eat it. It sounds, in other words, even though he didn't say the word, he said Hoshvor or Heshvor Sha'oichaloch. But we're understanding what it means is that what I would have eaten of yours is banned by a Shvor. In other words, that I will not eat of yours. The problem with that is, the Gemara says, Raminu. I have a contradiction to that from a Mishnah in Shvuos. The Mishnah says over there, Shvuos Shtaim Shehein Arba. When it comes to Shvuos, You have two kinds that the Torah implies, and two more that the Chachamim explain by darshaning the Pesukim. The same way as we say, for example, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, and you have a number of other things that are Shtayim Shein Arba. You have two primary ones, and then you have two other ones that are derived from those. So it is also with Shavuos. So what are the two and what are the four? Sha'oichal v'shaloi oichal. The two that it clearly says in the Torah are, if he says, he makes a shvur that I will eat or that I won't eat. The Torah says that a person might make a shvur, lahora or lahetir, to do bad or to do good. So to do bad would be to deprive himself of something, to say, I won't eat this food, a shvur that I won't eat this food. Lahetir would be a shvur that he will, the shvur to do good for himself, I will eat this food. So those are the two that the Torah is clearly stating. Then the Chachamim explain, now we don't mean the Chachamim explain that these are Darabanim, these are Daraisa, we deduce them from Darshan in the Psukim over there, so they're Daraisa. You have two other ones, which are L'sha'ovar, Sha'chalti v'shaloyachalti. You could have a person makes a Shavua that I did eat, and in fact he hadn't, or that I didn't eat, and in fact he did. So in all those cases, in all those four cases, if the Shavua turns out to be false, then yes, he's going to bring a Korban. So the person says, for example, I will eat this food today, and he doesn't, then he's over on his shore. He has to bring a korban. If he says, I won't eat this food, and he does, same thing. If he says, a shvua that I did eat today, and it turns out that he didn't eat today, also he's chayav for a shvua spitu. And if he says, a shvua that I didn't eat today, and it turns out that he did, same thing.
Basically, he's like lying.
Right. In the third and fourth cases, we're saying that he's lying in the sense, well, right. Right. And it has to be that he's lying. The Gemara explains over there. It can't be that he forgot that he ate or didn't eat, for example. Yeah. So yeah. So it means, in other words, when he made the shvur, then yeah, he knew that it wasn't, he knew it was not true. So now when he does shvur, then he brings a korban for it.
But bitri means what? Yeah?
Bitri means speaking.
Oh.
And so shvur's bitri means a shvur that's as a result of his speech. So you have those four. So now let's consider the wording of the cases are that he can say that I will eat or shaloi oichal, that I won't eat, shachalti v'shaloi achalti, or he says I ate or I didn't eat. So miklal the shoichaloch to achil mamashma. So you see from that list when he says shoichal does not mean that I won't eat; it means that I will eat. Because that's what we're saying. If he says sha'oichal, that I will eat, and then in the end he doesn't eat, then he's over on his shvur. So sha'oichal means that I will eat. How are we saying in our Mishnah over here that if he says ha shvur sha'oichaloch, then it's a shvur that he won't eat And what does sha'oichal mean? Does it mean that he will eat or that he won't eat? So the answer is Amar Abaya sha'oichal shtei lashonis mashma. The fact is, the word sha'oichal can actually have two different meanings depending on the context. Because let's consider what happened. What happened before he made the shvur? He didn't just make the shvur out of the blue, we assume. So it has to be that there was a story behind it. So, suppose that people were pleading with him to come eat with them. Each time he says, I will eat. And then in the end, when they keep on pestering him, he says, then it clearly means that he's saying that I will eat. So in other words, now he's saying, enough, you guys, enough bugging me. I swear that I'll eat with you. So then sha'oichal will mean that he will for the future, right? Both of them mean for the future. Here in Ar Masechta, we're talking about the ones for the future. It's Shavuos, the Gemara talks over there, about the Gemara deals over there with the ones in the past. But right now, we're not dealing with the two in the past. We're just dealing with the ones Sha'oichal and Shaloyoichal, and we're trying to figure out when a person says Sha'oichal, what does he mean? So Abaye says, if beforehand he's already agreed several times to eat, and now he's making a shavua, then it means he's making a shavua just to buttress what he said before. He said, I said I'm going to eat. Fine, I swear that I'm going to eat. So, in fact, the Rosh says we don't even really need it. We don't even really need that one. Normally, we would say sha'oichal means that I will eat. So it could even be that he made the shavua out of the blue. If you were to say all of a sudden he says a shavua that I will eat, a shavua sha'oichal, then yeah, it means a shavua that I will eat. But the key thing is the other way. But then on the other hand, shavua sha'oichal da'achil mamashma. He says, I'll eat. And then in the end, he says, a shvur that I will eat. Then it means that I will eat. But if he keeps on saying, I won't eat. And then he says, a shvur sha'oichal, then it has to mean that he's saying that I won't eat.
To back up his words,
right. So in other words, So actually, the Ran explains, for some reason, the Rans of this Gemara are printed on Omid Beis, that the Gemara in Shavuos actually seems to say that the Rosh had said over here that you don't really need the first case at all. In the first case, when he says Sha'oichal, by default, we assume that it means that I will eat. Only if we have the second case where people are pleading with him and he's already said several times that I won't eat, then we would say that sha'oichal means that I won't. In other words, then it's almost more like a rhetorical question. He said each time. So actually, what it is okay. Sorry, you have a couple of different explanations and a couple of different girsas over here. The Rosh brings first a girsa that. In the second case, also he says achilna, achilna, but he's saying it more as a rhetorical question. Achilna, you want me to eat with you? Achilna, you want me to eat with you? So finally, he says shvur sha'oichal, and it's clear that he means that I'm sticking to what I'm saying. You're asking me to eat with you. I'm saying you expect me to eat with you. A shvur sha'oichal, and obviously we understand that it means that I won't eat. Then the other girsa he says is the way we have it in front of us in the Gemara that he clearly says lo yachilna, that he clearly said the first few times I won't eat, and finally now when he says shvur sha'oichal means that I'm not going to eat. So in other words, then we say the sha'oichal is almost like itself a rhetorical question. Shvur sha'oichal, a shvur, you're expecting me to eat? I'm not eating. So now, again, the Rosh had explained that the first case we didn't really need. By default, we would assume that sha'oichal means that I will eat. Only when you have this case where he's been saying achilna as a rhetorical question or lo yachilna, according to the other Gusa, then we would say that sha'oichal means I won't eat. The Ran rather explains that if you look in the Gemara in Shavuos, he says, you'll see that Abaye over there, in fact, so here, what do we have in the Gemara? Here, Abaye is mentioning both possibilities, that to say sha'oichal, you'd also need evidence in advance. You'd also need that beforehand he was saying, I will eat, and then he makes a shavua that I will eat. Now, in the Gemara in Shavuos, it doesn't mention that. Therefore, the Ran says, this is one of those, it's called sugyas habischalfas, the Ran calls them. Sometimes we have sugyas in the Gemara where they change from one to the other. In one place, the Gemara makes one assumption in a sugya, and in a different place, it makes a different assumption, and the two of them contradict each other. And he says the one in Shavuos is preferable, as we talked about at the beginning of the Masech, the Loshen Nedarim Mishuna. Many times the Nedarim has odd expressions in it, and it seems it didn't go through the same full editorial process as the other Masechtas. And therefore, when we have a sugya which is one way in Nedarim and a different way in Shavuos, and especially there it's the topic of Shavuos, so here we're just bringing it in to the Masechta incidentally, then the Ran says that's more of a reason to go according to the sugya over there. So it would come out then, similar to what the Rosh is saying, that you don't really need, in order to understand Sha'oichal, as that I will eat. You don't really need any prior evidence of it. Just out of the blue, he says, Shavur she'oichal, will automatically assume that it means that he'll eat. Only to say that it means Shavur she'oichal, we need the prior evidence. We need that beforehand he was refusing to eat, and now he says Shavur she'oichal. So according to both the Rosh and the Ran, coming at some different angles, but ending up with the same thing, our Gemara didn't really need to mention it. According to the Rosh, even our Gemara didn't even need to mention it at all. It just happened to. And according to the Ran, it did. It did mean to mention it, but nevertheless, we would follow the Gemara in Shavuos and say it's not necessary in the first case. So that's how Abaye explains it. So it all depends on the context, whether Shavuos she'oichal means that I will eat or that I won't. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi gives a different explanation. She'oichal d'shvur, she'oichal d'shvur, she'i oichal ka'amar. When he says a shvur, she'oichal, automatically we assume, or in our Mishnah, when he says shvur she'oichal, what we really mean is shvur she'loi. What we really mean is shvur she'i oichal. He means a shvur that I will not. You can say shaloi oichal. You can also say she'i oichal. Is another way of saying that I won't. So the Gemara says imken pshita ma'ila memra. Well, then it's obvious if he says shvur shaloi she'i oichal, then it's a shvur. The answer is ma'ila memra. What's the chiddush? The answer is ma'udetema mekam lishnehi. You could say that it's just he tripped over his tongue. The Ran says, means like he stretched out the aleph too much, and it sounds like he's saying she'i oichal. Like he tripped over his tongue. So therefore, in other words, you could argue that you could say, in other words, maybe he didn't mean to say she'i oichal, because people, when they want to say I won't eat, normally would say shaloi. She'i oichal is an unusual way of saying that I won't eat. So therefore, you would think that maybe not. Maybe you would think that he actually meant to say she'oichal. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that it's not so. We do accept the wording as he said it. She'i oichal, and therefore that constitutes a shvur not to eat. So the Rosh explains, in other words, that it means we won't believe him if he tells. So now let's say he said this shvur. The shvua she'i chal, and we understand it to be she'i oichal. Now, if later on he's over on that and he does eat, and we tell him, you know what, you're getting malchus for that, and he says, yeah, but I meant she'oichal, then the Rosh says we're not going to believe him. There's a Tosfos elsewhere that explains that no, that's not what it means. What it means is, let's say he himself is not sure later on whether what he meant. He says, I know I said something, I'm not sure whether I meant a shvua that I will eat or I won't eat. Then we're going to go according to the way we heard it, that he said shvur she'i oichal, and he will be also to eat. If he himself says, no, I actually meant to say she'oichal, and I just tripped over my tongue, then fine, then he can eat.
But eating gets malchus for him to bring carbon.
No, so that's the thing. According to Tosfos' way of understanding it, if he remembers afterwards, he says, you know what, I never meant to say, after we have a shvur or neder, it has to be pivah libe shavin. He thinks and then says the same thing. So if he actually said she'i oichal, where he meant she'oichal, and later on he tells us, actually, that is what I meant, she'oichal, then according to Tosfos, it's fine. He can go ahead and eat. We trust him. According to the Rosh, we would not.
You don't make him swear to say what he really meant.
No, you know, because you can't make him swear on what, no, no. A shavua is when there's mormon involved. You wouldn't make him swear on this, yeah. Okay. So we have two explanations. We have a Baya's explanation that she'oichal depends on the context, and we have Rav Ashi's explanation that a shvur she'oichal in our Mishnah really means she'i oichal, that I will not. So why do we have two answers? So the Gemara says, Abaya, like Omar Tam Kiravashi, Abaya does not want to say the reason like Ravashi, because he says, Doloi Katani She'i Oichal. Because the fact is, the Mishnah said the word Shvur She'oichal, or Ha Shvur She'oichal. So you want to change the wording of the Mishnah and say that She'oichal really means She'i Oichal. So Abaya doesn't consider that a compelling explanation. Rav Ashi nodi min tam da Abaya. Meanwhile, Rav Ashi moves away from the tam of Abaya. This is another one of those Loshin Nadorim Mishuna. Elsewhere in Shas, we would have the expression Abaya loy omak Ravashi, but Ravashi loy omak Abaya. This expression nodi is one of these unusual expressions that we have in the Dorim. The word nodi means literally to wander away, like nova nodi abaris. Anyway, so he wanders away. He doesn't like So Rav Ashi does not like Abaye's reason. Kasava shaloi oichal nami mashmash. Because he says shaloi oichal nami mashmash de lashonis. Because even with the word shaloi oichal, you could also have two lashonis. After all, if you have a person where they're pleading with him to eat, and he says, I won't eat. And then he says a shvua, whether he says sha'oichal or sha'loyoichal, hadain achil namash madama. Either way, if he's been saying all this time, I won't eat, then we have to understand that now when he says hadena chilna is going to be a rhetorical question. You expect me to eat this? I've already said many times that I'm not going to eat. The ikar l'terutzinami. And after all, you could explain it either way. Lishna ikar l'terutzinami lishna. You could also explain it the other way around. Shvur shalai oichal shvur d'lo yachilna gamar. After all, shvur shalai oichal could just as well mean a shvur that I won't eat. So in other words, according to Rav Ashi, the problem is if we say that sha'oichal is going to depend on context, then why did the Mishnah B'chlal phrase it in terms of shvur sha'oichal loch? It should have said shaloya oichal loch. And it could also mean either way. Ela tana poska, rather we have to say the Tana is saying a definitive statement, sha'oichal da'achilna mashma, or shaloy oichal loy oichal mashma, that whenever he says sha'oichal means I will eat, and whenever he says shaloy oichal means I won't eat, and therefore, in our Mishnah, if we have shvur sha'oichaloch, the only way to understand is that the Mishnah actually meant shvur she'i oichaloch. Because otherwise, it means that it amounts to a shvur that he will eat from the other person's food, and we're trying to find a case where we're saying that it'll be a shvur that he won't eat from the other person's food. So Rav Ashi is saying, in short, you can't say like a Abaye that you're going according to context, because then the Tana of the Mishnah would have had no reason to prefer sha'oichal over shaloy oichal. He could have just as well said more clearly the case of shaloy oichal, and that also we could understand based on what Abaye is saying, that it will depend on context. So who is the halacha like? So you have, again, we have Abaye's reason, which is that it will depend on context, and you have Rav Ashi's reason that it's not a matter of context. Whenever you say shavur sha'oichal means that I will eat, whenever you say shavur shaloy oichal means that I won't eat, the Rambam paskins like Abaye, which is, in fact, the way the sugya goes in shavuos as well. The Ramban and some other Rishonim paskin like Rav Ashi, that there's no matters of context. Sha'oichal means sha'oichal, shaloy oichal means shaloy oichal, and we don't care about the context. In Shulchan Aruch, it brings both opinions. In Shulchan Aruch, first it brings the Rambam's opinion, and then it brings the Ramban's opinion, that always sha'oichal means I will eat, shaloy oichal means I won't eat, and then it brings a second opinion, the Rambam's opinion, that it depends on the context. That it depends what came before, whether they were begging him to eat or not, etc. Okay, the Mishnah says, Zeh choyme b'shvuas m'minidorim. This that we just said is an example of a shvua, is an example of a chumrah in a shvua over a net. Namely, what we just said, if a person were to say korban lo oichal loch, then it's not a valid neder. But if he says shvua lo oichal loch, then it's a valid neder. Then it's a valid shvua. So that's an example where you have a loshen that constitutes a shvua, but the equivalent loshen would not constitute a valid neder.
It's a korban.
If he says korban lo oichal loch, we said in the Mishnah at the bottom of Kesavah Amabez that's not a shvua. But if he says shvur lo yichaloch, then we had our Mishnah just now that said that it is a shvur. So we see that a shvur in a certain way is more stringent than a neder.
So there's no shtaim shein haba when it comes to this type of shvur.
No, so it would be shtaim shein haba. When he says shvur lo yichaloch, that is one of the shtaim. He's saying a shvur that I won't eat of your food, that's one of the shtaim, that's lahora. If you were to say shvur that I will eat of your food, that would be late. Both of those are for the future, yeah. But in other words, the point is that if you were to say korban lo yichaloch, where then in effect what he's trying to say is your food should be also to me like a korban, that doesn't work. Because again, it's not really a neder, because either it means he's swearing by the wife of the korban, and that's not a valid shvur, or it means that he's saying korban lo yichaloch, that he's saying korban, I won't eat of yours. But that implies, at most, that implies I won't eat a korban of yours. It doesn't imply that your food is like a korban to me. And you'd have to say kir korban for that. So zechayim b'shvuos min anarim. What we previously said is an example of a chumra of a shvua over a neder. On the other hand, we have a chumra in a neder over shvor. Ketzad, omar koinam sukkah shani oise. If he makes a koinam, that I will not sit in a sukkah. Oise literally means to make a sukkah, but that's it means, in other words, to sit in a sukkah and do the mitzvah of sukkah. Ululav shani noitol, if he says a koinam that I won't take a lulav, tefillin shani maniach, or a koinam that tefillin I won't put on, b'nedarim also. So with nedarim, that will be chal. In fact, those things will be also for him to do. And if he were to do them, he would be over on a neder.
Even if he's going against the...
So even though he's going against the Torah, because again, so the standard explanation is because again, we said before, nedarim go on the cheftza, shvuas go on the gavra. The cheftza is not mushba v'oim b'har Sinai. There's no shvua on this. There's no shvua on a sukkah that he should sit in it. The shvua is on the person that he took a shvua at Har Sinai that he'll sit in a sukkah when Hashem tells him to. So therefore, the neder can be chal when he says a sukkah is off limits to me. Well, then the sukkah becomes off limits to him. There's no mushba v'oim b'har Sinai. Even though the result is that now he can't fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, we don't say that he's going against the shvua m'har Sinai. It's almost as if you could consider. Imagine he were to say this, and actually the Avnei Nezer talks in a little more detail about this. So he says, you have to think about it. Let's say, for example, imagine a person were to say a koinam on this particular sukkah. Does that prevent him from doing the mitzvah? Of course not. There are thousands of other sukkahs available to him. So now it so happens that he said a koinam on all the sukkahs. So it comes out every one is off limits to him, but it's not. In principle, the neder was able to be chal individually on each one, and therefore it ends up being able to be chal on all of them. As opposed to a shvua, he's only one person. So if he says a shvua that I won't sit in a sukkah, what do you mean? You're the person who has the chiyuv. Not only you're the person who has the chiyuv to sit in a sukkah, but automatically with that one statement, there's no way to break it up and say that you're asking yourself only in some sukkahs, because you said a shvua that I won't sit in a sukkah, and that doesn't work because you have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. So again, the standard explanation is that it doesn't matter whether he said one sukkah or all sukkahs. When in the case of the neder, it's chal, because even if he said all sukkahs, none of those sukkahs have themselves a chiyuv to be sat in. He has the chiyuv to sit in a sukkah. So therefore, the neder is able to be chal. And according to the Avnei Nezer, the vort rather is, because it could be chal on any one individually, and the fact that it happens to be chal on all of them is neither here nor there. So he talks about, in different other achronim, talk about within what he says, that, for example, there can be a nafkamina between those reasons when it comes to the mitzvah of kisui adam. What if he says a koinam, that this blood is also for me to cover? So if you look at it from the point of view of the standard explanation, the blood has no mitzvah to be covered. You have a mitzvah to cover the blood. Therefore, it can be chal. On the other hand, if you say the vort is that there's many other ones available, well, here, no, there's only this particular pool of blood available to cover because this is the one that you have a mitzvah on. So according to the Avnei Nezer's reason, maybe the neder wouldn't work for that. Anyway, there's lumdus involved in that, but anyway. So if a person were to make such a neder, it would be chal. A b'shvuas mutter. So b'nedarim also, when it comes to a neder, it will be also. B'shvuas mutter. On the other hand, if it's a shvua, then it will be mutter. She'in d'shvoyim lavar ala mitzvahs. You can't make a shvua to override a mitzvah. Because you're mushba b'oim ma'ar Sinai. You're already besworn from Har Sinai to fulfill this mitzvah. And shvua goes on you, exactly. So right, according to the standard explanation, the vote is, it goes on you, and you already have a shvua m'har Sinai. According to the Avnei Nezer's explanation, the vote is, you can't break it up and say, yeah, but my shvua is only on some of the sukkahs in the world, because the fact is, you said a shvua that I won't sit in a sukkah, meaning across the board, all the sukkahs. So there's no particular one that we could point to and say, well, here, you could still fulfill your mitzvah with that one. Incidentally, also, the Ran points out, why don't we say, what happened to Esa Doicha Lois Esa? So you have an esser to sit in a sukkah. You have a lois esser to not break your neder. So we should say the esser should override the lois esser. The answer is because breaking a neder also involves an esser. Besides for the lois esser, lo yachol dvarei, there was also an esser, b'chol ha'yotzim p'im yaseh. And we know that an esser and a lois, we know that an esser, such as sukkah, cannot override a lois esser and an esser. So therefore, he's stuck. Therefore, he can't sit in a sukkah unless he's matir neder. So the Gemara starts off. Choymer. Now, what are we saying in the Mishnah? We're saying choymer, zeh choymer b'shvuas m'b'nedarim. Now, the implication is, now we with our balabatish minds would say, okay, it means it's a chumra, that here you have something which works as a shvua and doesn't work as a neder. But the Gemara doesn't like that because the expression zeh choymer b'shvuas m'b'nedarim implies we have something which is a valid neder, but nevertheless a shvua is more chomer than it. So if you were to say, in other words, so we would understand when we learn the Mishnah Balabatish, we would say it means, for example, when a person says korban la'uchalach, there's no neder, whereas when he says shvua la'uchalach, there is a shvua, so there's the chomer. The problem is then the expression zechayim b'shvuos m'minedarim is not appropriate because it implies there is a neder, just the neder is not as stringent as the shvuah. So what does that mean? What is the Mishnah referring to? V'hamotar katani. The previous Mishnah, or two Mishnahs ago, had said that if he says korban sha'uchalach is mutar, so there's no neder at all. There's no chayim b'shvuos m'minedarim when there's no neder at all to deal with. So the answer is aseifa de'idich bava katani. The answer is our Mishnah is actually not referring back to the previous Mishnah, but rather to an earlier Mishnah in the Perek, when he said Shvua she'eni yoshin she'eni medamer she'eni mahalif, when he said, or actually we're referring back to the Mishnah on Tesvavim and Beis, when he had said Shvua she'eni yoshin, he said a Shvua, and that, so we said now at the beginning of the Perek, remember we said that if a person were not at the beginning, whatever, on Yudalad on the Beis, we had said that if a person is koinam she'eni yoshin, that koinam sha'ani yoshin, rather, a koinam, I'm sleeping for me. So then we said, hareza b'lo yachol dvaroi, and we had Ravina's explanation that it means daraisa, it's not a valid neder, but d'rabbanon it is. So now we're saying, now the Mishnah later on Tesvav Amid Beis, it continued, shvua sha'ini yoshin, if he says a shvua that I won't sleep, sha'ini medaber, I won't speak, sha'ini mahalach, or I won't walk, osir, then he's osir. Now our Mishnah is saying, zeh choyme b'shvuos b'nun adarim, here's an example, you do have a valid neder, midrabbanon, but on the other hand, in the case of a shvua, it's a shvua d'oraisa. So that's the difference, in other words. So zeh choyme b'shvuos b'nun adarim is not referring to the lashonis, as we thought originally, that it means korban sha'oichalach versus shvua, korban sha'oichalach versus shvua sha'oichalach, because in that case, there's no neder at all. You can't say there's a chumra in the shvua over the neder. Rather, what we're saying is, you have a case where you do have a valid neder, but it's only midrabbanan, like Ravina had said, and meanwhile you have the same kind of expression where the shvua would make an actual shvua daraisa. So that's what it is. And by the way, the Ran points out the flip side of it. Now, the Mishnah had continued. We gave the example of a person says a koinam that I won't sit, a koinam that a sukkah is also to me, versus a shvur that I won't sit in a sukkah. We say the neder is chal, the shvur is not. But nevertheless, the Ran points out he still is over on shvuas shav in that case. He is getting malchus for making a shvuas shav because he's making a mitzvah, even though the shvua is not chal in the sense we can't say, well, don't sit in the sukkah because you made a shvua not to. We say he's overridden by the shvua mehar Sinai. The fact is he made a shvuas shav. Therefore, the Gemara is not bothered by the fact that we say choyme ben doyme meshvuas to say, what do you mean? There's no shvua over here. There is a shvua over here. He's not going to fulfill it. But there is a shvua, and he is over on a shvua shav for having made it in the first place. So you have to bring korban.
He lost the money.
Next, the Mishnah said chumra b'dorim b'shvuos ketzad chola. So we said there's a chumra in nedorim over shvuos, namely this matter of a neder to be mevatel a mitzvah versus a shvur to be mevatel a mitzvah. So the Gemara says Rav Kahana Masni Omer of Gidol Omer Rav. So we're going to have a statement from an Amora on this. Rav Kahana said that this statement was Rav Gidol saying it in the name of Rav. Rav Tavyumi Masni Omer of Gidol Omer Shmuel. Rav Tavyumi had a different version that Rav Gidol had said it in the name of Shmuel. Anyway, the statement is Minayin She'en Nishvoin Lavra Al Mitzvahs. How do we know that a shvua to be over on a mitzvah is not effective? As our Mishnah had said, Talmud Lomer Lo Yachol Dvarei, because the pasuk says he should not transgress his word, and that means Dvarei Lo Yachol. That means he can't transgress. He can't desecrate his own word. But Avol Meichol Lechefte Shemayim. But he can transgress his word where there's Chefte Shemayim involved. So in other words, if his shvua involves, transgressing something that Hashem said, then the shvua is not going to be effective, and there will be a Ovan Shvua Shav, as the Ran just said, but it won't be an effective shvua in the sense that we'll say he can't do that mitzvah. So the Gemara asks Maishna Neder. Well, then what? So in that case, we have to ask what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvua. Dichtiv ish ki yido Neder l'Hashem lo yachol dvarei. The pasuk said that if a person makes a Neder to Hashem, he should not transgress his word. And the fact that it says l'Hashem together with lo yachol dvarei. Now, even though in the trup of the pasuk, of course, Lashem belongs to the previous part, ki yido neder Lashem, he makes a neder to Hashem, then it continues, lo yachol dvarei. But because the pasuk puts the word Lashem at the end, we can darshan as if it goes together with the words lo yachol dvarei. The whole pasuk goes, ish ki yido neder Lashem, o yishov ha-shvur leser iso al-nafshoi, lo yachol dvarei. So now we're saying that when it says, when he makes a neder, so he says, ish ki yido neder Lashem, and then it continues further on, lo yachol dvarei, so we can understand that it means that even if the neder goes against something that Hashem says, still lo yachol dvarei. Therefore, in other words, again, a neder that a koinam sukkah is also to me means he's going to be also to sit in a sukkah. So then, shvur nami, hoksiv o yishav ha-shvur Lashem lo yachol dvarei. By shvur, it uses the same expression, shvur Lashem. So why are we just, if you're telling me that by a shavua it doesn't work, because lo yachol dvarei implies, but it can be meichel where it involves the words of Hashem, then why don't we say the same thing by neder? And if we say by neder it does work, then why by a shavua doesn't it work? What's the logic? Amar Abaye. So Abaye answers, the difference is, hodo amar hanoah sukkah olai, because there's a distinction whether he says the hanoah of the sukkah is also to me. As opposed to a shvur that I will not have hanah from sukkah. In other words, again, we've been saying all this time that a neder is chal on the object. So therefore, so when he says that the hanah of sukkah is also to me, then that's how it is. So therefore, as we learned before, you can't make a person eat something or enjoy something which is also to him. The same way we said the other day, a husband says to his wife, the hanah of your tashmish is also to me. So the result is he's not able to do the mitzvah of period of Arabia, but it's kind of a side effect of the fact that you have a hanah which is also to him, and you can't force him to accept the hanah which is also to him. The same way over here, he said the hanah of the sukkah is also to me. So therefore, that the result is he can't sit in the sukkah. But as opposed to a shvur that I won't sit in the sukkah, meaning you have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, you can't take that away from yourself.
So you could sit in the sukkah and have hanah also.
So there is the point. The Ran and different other Rishonim point out what happened to mitzvah slav lahonis nihu. So the Ran explained it's true that he may not be having hanah. But because he said it's also for him to sit in it, then it would still be also to him. In other words, when we say that the hanah of something is also, it's still off limits regardless, even though you may not actually be having hanah from it. We learned the other day, actually, the Ran had said, when we say mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu, really what it means is that we say any hanah that you might get from the mitzvah is incidental. The main thing is that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. But here, what we're saying is actually that you may say that I'm not having hanah from the sukkah. But in effect, though, the very fact that you're sitting in a sukkah, you are having a certain hanah from it. So the Rashba actually holds, the Rashba disagrees with the Ran and says that, yeah, based on our Gemara over here, the hanah that a person gets incidentally while doing a mitzvah, when we say mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu, means that there's no hanah that counts for anything at all. So therefore, in other words, so if he were to say the sukkah itself is also to me, then it's one thing. But if he says the hanah of the sukkah is also to me, then it would be something else.
For example, if it's cold, if it's raining.
Right. So the Ran himself actually gives an example. What if a person says a koinam that I should be also to throw this rock into the ocean? There's no hanah in it, but he's still also to throw the rock. So the same way, in other words, the Ran says just the same way. Then if a person is saying the hanah of the sukkah is also to me, then nevertheless we would still say that still the fact is then he's not allowed to have anything to do with that sukkah. With the sukkah in general, because he said any sukkah, right?
That would work.
So that would work, right? Because he said hanah sukkah alai, right? As opposed, so if he says shvur shalei ohanim in a sukkah, what do you mean? Who gives you the right to take yourself away from mitzvah of sukkah? But if you say the hanah of sukkah is also to me, then Abaye would say then in fact that would be effective, and therefore he would not be allowed to sit in the sukkah. That's a chumra that we're saying that we have a nedarim over shavuos, right? But the Gemara says, "Omar Rava, v'chi mitzvahs lehonis nitnu." What do you mean? Our mitzvahs given lehonis. The fact is, we say mitzvahs la behonis nitnu, and therefore, so again, it should come out that So the Ran explains he's not really asking an Abaya's reason. It's a valid distinction, but he's saying, how could you say Hanoa Sukkah Alai? If he says Hanoa Sukkah Alai, why would he be also in the first place? There's no Hanoa involved. So here's where the Rashba says that in fact you could say that any Hanoa that you get from a mitzvah is not counted because mitzvah is la bahonis. But over here, we could say, well, according to the Ran, rather the vert would be that he says in other words, according to the Ran, again, the Rava is not bothered by Abaya's distinction. He's just asking, how can you say Hanoah Sukkah? What kind of Hanoah is involved over here when mitzvah slav mahon is made? Then the Ran brings from Tosfos that, in fact, he brings an interesting idea from Tosfos. When we said before, we've learned before that a neder is not chal on something that's intangible, that would only be if he doesn't mention the tangible thing. But here, when he says Hanoah Sukkah or Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, he's mentioning the word Sukkah. Yes, the Hanoah or the Yeshiva is intangible, but the Sukkah is tangible. Tosfos holds that would be considered a valid neder. So then it says valid neder, so you can't sit in a Sukkah. So again, if he says Hanoah Sukkah Alai, because so even though you could argue, what do you mean Hanoah Sukkah? That's not a tangible thing. How could you ask for that with a koinam? But once he mentioned the word sukkah, then that amounts to a valid neder. Because he used the word sukkah, which is a tangible thing. So of course, the Ran brings from Tosfos that says that who holds that way, and then they would say, so in that case, what kind of Hanoah? He's not even necessarily having Hanoah. The answer would be the very fact that he's sitting in the sukkah itself constitutes the Hanoah, whether we like it or not. So according to the Ran, Rava's question is really not so much on Abaya's reasoning, but rather on his lashon. How can you use the word Hanoah? According to Tosfos, his question is on Abaya's actual reasoning. How could saying Hanoah Sukkah Alai, how could that make the Sukkah off limits to him? Rava says, the distinction is, Hodu Amma Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, but Hodu Amma Shavua Shala Isha B'Sukkah. One is where he says, the sitting in the Sukkah should be also to me. So he doesn't even mention the word Hanoah. Because again, the word Hanoah, what do you mean? There's no Hanoah, mitzvah slav lahonis nidu. But he says, the sitting in the Sukkah should be also to me. According to the Ran himself, you would have to say a koinam that the sukkah is also for me to sit in, where then he's clearly making the koinam on the sukkah. And according to Tosfos, it doesn't matter. We could say the words koinam yeshiva sukkah alai, and that would work because the word sukkah is somewhere there in the sentence. Whereas if he says a shavua, then I won't sit in the sukkah. What do you mean? You can't make a shavua, you won't sit in the sukkah. You're obligated to. So you're telling me we learn this concept of that you can't make a shavua to override a mitzvah. You're telling me we're learning it from here, from this ishki yido nedo lashem or yishava shavua lashem. Mehosam naftalei. Don't we have a different source for that? Yitanya, we learn in a brisa. Yochol nishba levatalos a mitzvah v'lebito yochol yehichayev. Suppose a person makes a shavua to not do a mitzvah and he doesn't end up keeping the shavua. He does do the mitzvah. You would think that he should be chayev. Therefore, the pasuk says lahora elahetiv, that it says that he makes a shavua to do bad or to do good, implying mahatovah reshus, just like to do good is something optional. Afharah reshus, the same way when he makes a shavua to do something bad has to be something optional. So, for example, when it comes to he makes a shavua, I will eat or I won't eat. It's up to him whether he wants to eat or not to eat. So, therefore, such shavuos are valid. Yotzen nishba levatal sa mitzvah v'ledittel, as opposed to a person who makes a shavua to be mevatal a mitzvah, and he's not she'ein or reshus b'yadei. He has no ability to override the mitzvah. So therefore, since the pasuk is saying that it has to be lahora ilahetiv, either one has to be possible. Nishba levatal sa mitzvah, it's impossible to make one kind, therefore the other kind doesn't work either. So why do we need two different psukim to teach us the same thing that you can't override a mitzvah with shavua? The answer is, the answer is because one of them teaches us that he'll be potter from bringing the korban if he makes such a shvua. That will be the pasuk lahorai lahetiv, and the other one tells us that he's not even over on a lav, namely because we said before lo yachol dvari, but he can be meichel the dover of Hashem. He can be meichel when it involves the dover of Hashem. So therefore, in other words, so in short, if he were to make a shavua levatal sam mitzvah, then we're saying so not like we said before that he would actually be over and he's chayev malchus or whatever for it. Actually, no. Now we're saying that no, if he makes a shavua levatal sam mitzvah, that shavua is completely ineffective. It's still an issur for him to do, but there's no lav. but there's no law. It's Isser for him to do, but there's no, he's not over on a law that'll make him Chayiv Malchus, and he's not going to bring a korban for it. Because to bring a korban, it would have to be Lahorai Lahetiv, and you don't have that. And to be Chayiv Malchus, there we say Lo Yachol Dvorei, the Pasuk itself is implying that such a Shavuah is ineffective. So he's still not allowed to do it, but as the Ran points out before, it does exist. It's just not chal to be mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, thank you, everyone.